Just let everybody know this is recording.
Oh, okay. Well, they'll know how I feel about my grandson.
No, I just turned it on.
Yeah, so we're only missing Raul, so whatever you two.
Should we start?
You can go ahead and get started here, Cora.
Okay. Let's give it 2 more minutes.
Sounds good.
Just in case.
I'll go ahead and give everybody the handouts for the general meeting as well.
Hi,
Leah.
How are you?
I'm in the right place.
How are you?
Good.
So this is the Rules and Bylaws Committee right now?
Yes.
This is the Rules and Bylaws Committee right now, and then the full commission will start in half an hour.
Oh, I didn't realize I was... Okay.
But you're welcome to stay.
No, you're welcome to stay. Yeah.
Sure.
Cool.
More fun.
Only if you're up to it.
Yeah.
So I think where we left off last, do I have to introduce?
Yeah, you'll have to formally start the meeting.
Okay.
Oh, we have some few people arriving early.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hello.
So I'm Yoni, and this is?
Deborah.
Christina Dirks.
I'm Mike Nuss.
And then we also have Leah and Katrina here early.
Uh-huh.
And this is the Rules and Bylaws Committee.
Yeah. Where we left off last meeting was basically I had emailed everyone on the Rules and Bylaws Committee a rules proposal to determine the best way to bring cohesive organization and conversation to the RSC so that folks, even at times where we disagree with each other, have the opportunity to present things in a way that feels like it's going somewhere and it's part of a larger conversation. And I think the gist of it was that we, by and large, agreed on the language with some changes, and then shortly after the changes, I sent it around. And Andres added some additional kind of boilerplate stuff from other city bylaws for other committees. But I think like the gist of it, just to get everyone on the same page, is that we had situations where folks were kind of presenting a lot of different issues at once, and it felt really unorganized and unable to kind of really act upon any different suggestion. And what we've decided to do is there will be, for every discussion deliberation session, we will reserve the last part of that meeting to creating an action item list. That action item list will then go to the Rules Committee, and we will review it as a committee, all five of us, and through objective language, which is basically, is this a policy? Does it fall under the mission of the RSC? If we unanimously agree, then that particular item is referred back to the whole RSC to vote on in terms of an opinion. And then if we don't agree, let's say one person says this isn't under the mission of the RSC and four people say yes, it will be referred to the executive committee. They will vote by a 2-to-1 majority as to what they think. And at that point, if the person who proposed it still wants to bring it up to the RSC, they need to get 2/3 vote of all membership. And the idea is that we can kind of just get a system where opinions can start flying out on any different issues, and we don't kind of get bogged down in procedure and or different conversations. So I think at this point, the goal of this meeting is to see if people are willing to vote it out of rules, so then in May it would go to RSC membership generally. Is that correct?
And I think I wanted to go over the draft you're seeing in front of you, because it's the first time you're seeing this draft, just for transparency on how we got to this document. So at the end of the last Rules and Bylaws Committee meeting, I was given direction to combine the draft that you all had with the template the city attorney has developed on bylaws. And so as the city attempts to standardize bylaws across all its different committees and commissions, the city attorney's office developed a template. And so what I did here is I inserted the draft that you all had into that framework in the way that seemed to make the most sense to me. The text that is in black is largely the text that's from your draft. The biggest exception to that is on pages 1 and 2, there's language in black that was pulled directly from the city code that created this commission. And so it's language about the number of members, about the length of terms, what should be considered in membership, and restrictions on members not serving on PHAC and the RSC simultaneously. So I copied that in black because that's language from the code, and I think people will look to the bylaws for guidance on what this commission does, and so I thought it should be reflected there, but it's already language that's been passed by council, so I treated it as existing language.
So does the term on this body match the term that you're on the RSC?
In what way?
Well, it's when it says term here, it says, you know, some for 2 and some for 3
yes.
years. So does, if you're on this, does it match what you are sitting on the RSC for?
Yes. So
okay.
When the commission, when everyone was confirmed, the original membership for the commission was confirmed, there was a number of members that were confirmed for 3 and some for 2 years. And so that was clarified in code to be the initial terms. And after that, everyone would convert into 2-year term, and the 3-year terms would help stagger it, so those people would be on every other year.
So, I guess my question is, you know, based on the time we've all worked on this together, and we've had some time to stew, is there anything pressing anyone wants to point out about how to changes or anything that people feel uncomfortable about? Because I think that I think we should release this to the group. I think it sets a format that will enable folks of a variety of opinions to be able to articulate their positions in a way where they're not pigeonholed into groupthink, if they want to have an individual perspective. I like the setup a lot, but I think it's important too that everyone likes this. I think we're all open to each other's opinions on it.
So I like about it that I think we don't want the regular RSC meetings, you know, we want individuality, obviously, but we do have a tendency to get all over the place, and I think if we have a more formal way, and so somebody can have kind of an off the cuff idea,
mm-hmm.
but we come back to it and make sure that it's within our mission, and you know,
right.
And could be down the road we decide to broaden the mission or whatever, but
yeah.
We have a lot of work to do before we go off on tangents. I
totally.
Think.
Yeah. Would anybody else like to add anything?
It gives us. I'm pretty quiet for the most part in these meetings, but then I do a lot of debriefing afterwards, and now this gives us a platform of, hey,
cool.
Here's some thoughts that I'd like to bring up to the group that weren't addressed during the meeting.
Right.
So I think it gives that continued engagement rather
yeah.
than just 1 week a month,
yeah.
1 day a month.
I want to talk kind of about the mechanism of taking this action item list at the end of a discussion session and then submitting it to the RSC. I just want to highlight for the record that that review process will involve 5 RSC members in the initial phase. If it's not unanimous, it gets appealed to the 3 executive co-chairs. And if the individual who originally sponsored it doesn't get the outcome they like, they still have an opportunity to get 2/3 of the entire RSC to place it back on the agenda. So the review process incorporates what I believe to be the majority of membership and an opportunity for everyone to speak up as well at the end. So should we hold a vote? So for the 4 members of the Rules and Bylaws Committee that are present, do you guys feel comfortable voting right now?
Yeah.
Motion to vote on bringing this proposition to the RSC membership for the May meeting.
I second.
Okay. I guess all those in favor say aye and raise your hand.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. I think that means that we're prepared to talk about it in the meeting.
Okay, sounds good. So as follow-up, you all had scheduled time for a conference call on May 2nd from 1 to 1:45 p.m., which is right before the executive committee for the RSC meets. So that's just the time that you have held to discuss it. I'll let the RSC know that you have voted on proposed bylaws and that that's something that we'll work with the executive committee to schedule into the work plan for the whole body. And as soon as possible, we'll release it so the entire commission can begin discussing it and weighing in.
Can you say the time of the May 2nd phone?
Yes.
Again.
So I have from 1 to 1:45 p.m.
Okay.
And you had discussed that as a call-in where we just have a phone line and you could all dial in.
Yeah. Okay. I think this subcommittee is done for today then.
Sounds good.
All right.
And Stacey, had you emailed out, was that the call-in information for that call, or was that call-in?
It'll be the same, it'll be the same call-in information for everything.
Send it
sure.
Okay.
I send it as an email.
I guess we'll know, will we have any deliberation sessions where there will be an action item list between now and the May meeting?
It's a good question. The challenge we're having, and I talked about this with the executive committee when they met this month, is there are no bylaws, so
mm-hmm.
there is no set process. And so we are going through the process of reviewing topics without a scaffold for how we
right.
review them.
Right.
So we will follow some form of this.
Okay, that sounds good.
It'll come down to questions on when the bylaws are approved and where that is relative to other meetings.
Okay.
If that's all, you can adjourn the meeting.
All right. The meeting's adjourned.
Okay.